signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 3rd of June, 2005. And we'll continue with your phone calls. John in Tennessee. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you would allow me to make an announcement of what we have going on here in Tennessee. The 9th of June, 6 to 8 at night at Centennial Park. We have a demagnetized Tennessee rally. One of the speakers that's volunteered to come is one of the gentlemen that created the Minutemen.
Okay.
I can't recall his name. But the idea behind the rally, John, is to make it prohibitive for people to employ illegals and make Tennessee so undesirable to them that they either quit coming or they go somewhere else. And we're hoping that if we're successful here in Tennessee, the states will do the same.
Well, by chasing them out of Tennessee, if it's not an across-the-board policy to run the illegals out, your problem then becomes exacerbated for your next-door neighbors or any other of the 49 states.
Well, that's what we're hoping, that by making it illegal in Tennessee to hire... It's already illegal to hire illegal aliens.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I plan on doing this coming October. I'm going to be doing as much as I possibly can for the Minutemen, and I myself are going to, as time allows here in Texas, and let me see, this is June, July, August, September, I've got about 4 months in which to pull this together. If I've got time to get out of this network, that I want to start getting with people, I want to start going after some of the biggest offenders down here in Texas with hiring these illegals, and the pressure...
Let me tell you what's going on in Tennessee. We've got Tyson Chicken here in Tennessee, and they have a tremendous amount of illegals that are working in their plant. And what we're trying to do is, if Tennessee, we fought back an income tax 3 or 4 years ago, state income tax, and we're hoping that if we're successful here, that Texas and Missouri, Florida, and other states will kind of get on the same bandwagon, and then we can bring it to more of a national attention and actually force the federal government to do something.
Well, and
I don't know how successful it'll be, but
that's not the question you should be asking. It's not, we don't know how successful it's going to be. The question should be, how successful can we make it?
Well, that's what we're attempting to do, and we're hoping that if we can get other states involved and take Tennessee as an example, that it'll bring it more to attention and cause people to be fed up.
Well, we're with you. Texas is with you, my friend.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Yeah, folks, this is called results-oriented programming, okay? That's the key to this, is getting more people educated and getting them involved to start fighting these ne'er-do-wells and the corporate mongers and the globalists and the people that don't have any regard or respect for America at all. I want them gone, don't you? I want my Disneyland back. I don't want my Wally World back. I want my Disneyland back. The land of opportunity, of peace and security. But we're not looking at our neighbors as potential threats. We're looking at them once again as potential friends. Boy, imagine that day, and we can do it, folks. We can do it. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Coming up in this broadcast, I'm going to, if I get some time here, I want to get into an article by Intervention Magazine on the Dutch rejecting the European Constitution. This is just not a few lines, ladies and gentlemen, or obscure people with opinions that happen to be recorded by newspapermen or whatever the case may be. No. There is an all-out riot going on in Europe right now. And isn't it fascinating that this is going on? And what have we seen now for 3 days? 5-6 homes sliding down a hill in California. 2 days, complete with aerial photography and interviews. And they're trying to make a news story out of what I would consider being a non-news story. Not that I don't care about these people's homes sliding down in California, but I'd like to prioritize my stories. Have they covered anything about the EU and the outright rejection of this, because they're starting to read the fine print and they ain't liking it? Not on the American press, you won't see it any more than you'll see, any real anti-Israel stories, which I'm going to get into in a little bit also here. If you think if you knew about Israel, you didn't know that much. Let's go back to the phones here. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Good, ma'am.
I want to put a little bit of a spiritual slant on this deal. You know, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, God said to his people, you know, if you do this, 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 and this, I will bless you. And then he says, if you do this, this, and this, you know, don't keep his commandments, and he specified them. He said, then, you know, you will be a cursed people.
But why was he saying that? Ask yourself the question that. When you have honesty and dealing with people, you have a standard of morality and ethics.
Well, John, one of the things that I've been observing, because I was listening to you talk about, you know, the families and all this other kind of stuff, And Captain John Smith really illustrated in the very beginning that the welfare system wasn't going to work. He said, "He who does not work does not eat." But one of the things that I'm very blessed in, although I'm not disagreeing with any of your conclusions, what I'm seeing with regards to some of these young people, and I'm talking about the ones that are getting started and getting married. There is a group of people in the United States who are just downright greedy. They never, ever have enough. And what I'm admiring really right now are some of the younger people who are really becoming, really God-fearing people. And I'm going to share, I have a son that is interested in a young lady, for marriage and et cetera. And the goal is that she be a stay-at-home mother and homeschool the children.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very close to God. And what I'm delighted to see is that you have families. This isn't the only one, but there are families that are young that they don't need, that these women don't, they don't crave that $28 blouse and that $35 skirt and that $35 pair of shoes
and,
for
and which
kids.
We've been conditioned in America, thanks to our manufacturing and advertisers, that you're going to be hipper and cooler if you buy our $28 blouse, that somehow that you'll gain a respect. That is such a hollow acquisition. That is such a hollow goal, because you know that that does not bring you happiness. What brings you happiness is your own inner beauty and how you interact with other people, what the value that you set on your own life and your own goals. And that's not to make a pile of money. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But along with that, what does that bring out? What does that bring out in the individual?
It seems to me that the more money that a person has, the more selfish they become. But I've had the opportunity to watch individuals that don't have money. And what I've seen is they share. They share their food. They share it, like having picnics, or they're having, church or community get-togethers. I'm finding that the tighter that the economy may get, what I'm seeing is that families are becoming closer. There has been such a separation, like self-sufficiency.
Sure.
Wherein the grandparents are not really there and, helping, the younger families, in the family
it's the family unit. It was the parents and then the children and then their children. The grandparents knew the grandchildren knew the grandparents and there is a whole life experience to be shared. I mean, because that's what this is all about. This is about family, and I've always said this. Without the strong family unit in this country, folks, this is just ground. This is just dirt. This is just real estate.
Well, I personally believe that the hope as far as this country or any nation has to deal with a family that worships God, God first, family, and then community.
Right.
And I don't think it's dead yet. I really don't.
I don't think it is either.
And I think that these individuals, that are doing all this complaining, they're really reaping out of life what they sowed. Because if you look even in the Old Testament, you had those, you had the Hebrews, and I think they were in the land of Goshen, with Egypt. I mean, the government was really trying to discourage them, from becoming prosperous, but yet, it spoke about, despite all these challenges, they were prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, I think the hope really is in these young Christian families that are going to be educating their children at home. These public school systems are nothing but cesspools. If you try and raise your child in a Christian environment, you're really living in la-la land.
Now look, I'm going to tell you something. I have a 14-year-old, soon to be 15, and he goes to a Christian academy. It's a private school.
Good.
But he started to get tainted by some of the outside influences, and I would nail it down to these kids that were going to public schools.
Right.
And one day I got in the van and I turned on the radio, and what was blaring was a rap station.
Right.
With the first two verses of the song, it just made my mouth drop. And I got out of the van, I walked into the house, and I looked at Harry, and I said, "Harry, I said, you may not understand this right now. By your contemporaries or your supposed peers of today, you may think this is cool and hip. I said, but I don't ever want to hear you listening to this rap crap again."
And he looked at me,
and he said, "Okay." Now, he may not understand the full wisdom of my statement, because my part of my job is this adult in training to become a decent human being as an adult, and then have the morality and at least the ethics to raise his own children.
Do you take him to church?
Yes.
Because see, I firmly believe that the absence of the father in the home also contributes a lot to the.
Absolutely. And then Rita, that goes back to the sanctity and the foundation of this country. We're talking about the family. Look, I've got to move on. I'd love to have you on for a half hour, but I've got to move.
God bless you.
Thank you, Rita. Appreciate your call. John in Minnesota, you're up next.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi.
You know, you're talking about that rap music. Let me just fill in a line for you. One of the ways you could describe the body and the way it functions is it is a finely tuned musical instrument. It works on very specific frequencies. Rap music works against the body's natural functions. It just tears into you.
Well,
you do not listen to that garbage for your own sake.
Yeah, John, I think what the overriding thing is about anything that's what it panders to is the base common denominator, the lowest base common denominator. It does not do anything to uplift. It does not do anything to give hope. It doesn't do anything positive. It's just wrapped up in this morass of the lowest common denominators of society. And what is the virtue, what is the worth in that?
To bring a nation down to the level of slave state China. That's what it's all about, John.
They've got to destroy this country because we were too good of a shining example. You know, I know rich people that have no morality or ethics whatsoever. But as a country as a whole, we were at least a Christian, a good portion of the country, a good Christian practicing nation. But along with the opportunity and the wealth that we could generate by our own sweat equity, we had something to go along with that was called freedom and liberty. Boy, what a deal. What a deal.
Well, take the opposite, the dream of these international corporations. This is one factory in China, Quinxi Factory. 14-hour work shift, 7 days a week. 30 days a month. Average take-home pay, 3 cents an hour, $3.10 for a 98-hour work week. One worker earned 36 cents for an entire net earning for the month. 46% of the workers earned nothing at all or were actually in debt to the corporation.
The company store.
Yep.
And, you know, John, there's been a lot that's been going through my mind this last week. And I'm, you know, aside from having the responsibility of running this network and making sure that everything is running smoothly and to fund it and do all of these things, sometimes it really distracts me from what I want to do on air. But in my spare fleeting moments running from this issue to the next, as far as network goes, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this in the past week. And it is something that it is troubling me very, very much. And I see these problems. And my only goal is to be able to have the opportunity. I can't make people think. I can help them. I can provide information to them that might spark something that's been dormant or latent in their own body, mind, or soul. You know, I have the ability to do that. But we need to do it more effectively. And it's really troubling me. I mean, I don't have the time to go into it right now because we're coming up in a break, and actually we only have 40 minutes left of this broadcast on a Friday. But this is of great concern to me, and it's been more troubling that I have had less and less time to devote what I think is really essential as far as as far as my radio program goes. It is suffering somewhat, but I hope that is temporary. But my job duties here to grow this network and to bring this type of programming and this message of hope to people is tantamount. It is the most important thing that I am doing with my life or I ever could do with my life.
But as the lady said, the key to it is the family unit.
Bingo.
Which is why God said so much about the family unit. And it is his family also, as you recall.
It is. John, thank you for your call,
thank
sir.
You.
All righty. We'll be back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I want to take these two phone calls, and then I have another issue that I want to get into. And it's one that, folks, it's a theme on this broadcast that I will never abandon, because it is not to cause hate and prejudice. It is to do exactly the opposite, and that's diffuse it with the truth. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. I heard you mention, manufacturing in this country, and I was just curious, what gets manufactured in this country anymore?
Well, you know, if you think about this, Bill, if you think about this, this is a country that invented the computers. This is the country that invented the telephone. This is the country that invented radio and television.
Sure. My father used to work for Dow Chemical. He was a research scientist for Dow Chemical, mm-hmm. Texas division, for years, mm-hmm. 38 years to be exact.
Right.
They don't do research in the Texas division anymore. Hell, I'm not even sure they do research out of the company's home office, Midland, Michigan, anymore. So, you know, when manufacturing, heavy and light manufacturing leaves your shores, it won't be very long before you can't even produce your own food.
And we will be dependent on the AgriCorps wherever they decide and whenever they decide to grow the food and deliver it to us. You know, there's a lot of people in this country that are going the organic way because they're learning, slowly starting to learn, that this processed stuff that looks good, that comes out of the ground, has got little or no nutritional value to it, and people are starting to return to what was once good.
Well, I'm only one generation away from the farm. My grandfather was a farmer, so... My maternal grandfather was a farmer, and the farm still exists. It's got a bunch of pine trees on it, but the farm still exists, and guess what? I still know how to grow my own.
Well, and unfortunately, sir, you may have to return to that and make a clearing there, pull out those trees to once again farm to survive.
That's okay. I think pine board's probably going for a pretty good price, so cut that down and turn it under and burn the stumps and turn it under, right?
Well, your first crop, just make sure I get whatever you grow the best of. Make sure I get a few of them.
Well, I think the first right off the top is going to be to build a house there.
Okay.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, Bill. Nate in Texas. Hello, Nate.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to announce, I don't know if you know about it, but there is a gay and lesbian pride parade tomorrow in downtown Austin.
Really? Does this coincide with the is the motorcycle thing going on in Austin this weekend also?
I believe so. I've seen a lot of motorcyclers.
Oh, this ought to be a whole lot of fun.
But I'll be down there taking pictures and protesting, basically, but just thought I'd announce it.
Well, I'll tell you, well, that's going to be interesting. I'm wondering here, I don't like the sound of this, because they know full well there's going to be about 50,000 guys on motorcycles in downtown Austin tomorrow.
Yeah, that does sound spooky.
Well, and it does, because so far the gatherings have been so peaceful down there. By about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, all the cops that are supposed to be patrolling for potential troubles are standing on the street corner scratching themselves and talking to each other, groups of them, gaggles of them.
Well, mainly my thing is I want to be there with my camera just to make sure that they keep it decent, and because in the past they've done some pretty lewd stuff on the streets there.
Yes, they have, and if anybody, Nate, I'm glad you brought that up, because what the mainstream media will not show you, these gay pride parades that go on in San Francisco, have you seen clips of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty disgusting, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, yes, we just want to be we're wholesome, and we just want to be accepted as equal. We have an alternative lifestyle. No, you're deviant little doodads. All right. Hey, I appreciate that, Nate. Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate you telling us about that. Boy, do I smell a setup there. Do I smell a setup there. Why would the city of Austin grant a permit, if they did grant a permit, to gay pride marchers to march with some people that... I don't know. There's the. I'll tell you who heads this thing up in Austin. It's a Christian motorcycle group that has started this, and for the last couple of years, folks, it's pretty amazing. You know, I am going to, if it's not raining too hard tomorrow, I'm going to pull the old Harley out of the garage and take a ride down in downtown Austin. So, Nate, I'll probably see you down there. But this is like oil and water. This does not mix at all. And I'm wondering if they're not there to try to destroy this, because, like I said, you know, Christian Motorcycle Group has initiated this and started this, and it's a gathering of people that ride bikes that love the freedom, or the perceived freedom of riding a motorcycle here in this country. It's a lot of fun, and it attracts a lot of different people, and there's little or no trouble whatsoever. This is a self-monitoring group. You know, they send the police down there. So far, the police have not come down in their riot gear and their face shields, standing around looking like they want to pick a fight. And as a matter of fact, the police in Austin are pretty satisfied, and they're not really scared when this happens every year, every June down here in Austin, Texas. So, boy, I just the timing on this, I just don't like it at all. Couldn't they have picked next weekend? Gay pride. And everybody I talk to from Texas, I mean, a lot of people hate Austin because it is so, as they call it, liberal. You know, I call it Little Moscow on Colorado. You know, maybe I better not go there. We'll just leave that alone. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Yes. Yes, I am the self-regulating talk show host. Sometimes, folks, even I have to pull back. When we come out of the break here, I want to ask the question, is Israel an American value? And some of the stuff that I'm going to tell you is maybe shock and surprise you. Maybe it won't shock or surprise you at all. Maybe you don't have the ability to be shocked by anything anymore. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are at this network for our international and domestic audience out there. If you're not next to an AM or FM station or you can't drag your computer with you, many people listen to shortwave. And we are going to expand, continue to expand shortwave programming on this network as money allows. But for all the programs out there, whatever your favorite talk show host is, I think Alex Jones is on 6 hours a day on shortwave. Well, we've got a product. The Sony XRF5100 car stereo with shortwave and cassette player. This is a heck of a deal, folks. It's got a flip-down panel for access to cassette, the detachable face for added security. Some of the features you look for in the better radios. The shortwave band in it, it goes from 2940. And it's got some breaks in it, but the important and the frequencies that you're used to listening to from WWCR or WHRI or whatever the case may be, these frequencies are included in this radio. It's got the marine band in it, built-in MD-CD changer controller, and you can use that with an optional multi-CD changer unit that goes right into the radio. It's got the programmable alpha tags that allows you to name your stored station so you know exactly where you're at. 7 equalizer presets, along with what they call a BTM that allows you to adjust the dynamic sound of your speakers and literally make them virtual speakers, a virtual sound stage in your car. The car is not necessarily the greatest environment for radio listening, so you got to have power behind that. This has got better than a 200-watt amplifier in it, and you can tailor it for listening conditions in your own car or truck or, I'm sure, well, we've had a guy the other day that says, I'm going to buy one of those for my tractor because I'm going to be harvesting, and I spend a lot of hours out in the field. Well, the guy wants to hear it. This is very fine radio, folks. $199.95, and it uses the Motorola type connector, standard connector, that's on many of the cars out there on the road today. So there's no major modifications. This will fit 95% of the existing cars on the road, and if it doesn't happen to fit exactly, there are adapter kits that are easily accessible and cheap at a car stereo installation place. So, folks, give us a call here at 800-724-2719, and you could listen to yours truly while we're rolling down the highway. What an idea. 800-724-2719, $199.95, and that includes shipping. Give us a call. All right, I want to get into this subject, and do me a favor, Mr. Producer, blow off that last break because I know I'm going to run right to the limit on this deal. Is Israel an American value? This year's AIPAC, and that's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the most powerful foreign lobby in Washington's conference, ran with the slogan, Israel, an American value. Accompanying this slogan is a logo showing an American flag juxtaposed on a six-pointed star. Now, imagine if Mexico, Canada, or Britain displayed such hubris through proclamation, aside from the fact that Israel is a foreign nation and not one of our territories or states. AIPAC, its PR and government lobby, is same alien organization under investigation for spying on us directly and indirectly with ties to several Israeli spy networks uncovered and disbanded since 2001, the latest being the Franklin Fife affair exposed by, believe it or not, CBS last summer. In four separate instances during 2004, Israel found itself exposed spying on the United States. January 2004, New York City, an Israeli sale was uncovered attempting to smuggle out 500 nuclear detonation parts. Now, let me hold on here for a second. What if some of these detonation parts just all of a sudden found its way into Iran and were exposed by, well, the CIA? Would that be justification? Would that be parts of weapons of mass destruction? Would that give George Bush the moral right to go into Iran? Maybe. February 2004, two Israeli operatives are caught red-handed stealing classified nuclear submarine fuel in Tennessee. May 2004, a four-year operation blew open exposing Golan Sipple, a known Mossad agent's infiltration of the New Jersey governor's bed and nearly Homeland Security. Now, this was passed off as a homosexual affair to placate people and deflect the issue. Sipple fled to Israel to avoid Pollard's fate within days. Then we have Fife and Franklin. This is from a country that says it doesn't spy on us, yet after September 11th, it wasn't an Al-Qaeda cell we busted. It was a nationwide Israeli art student spy ring. We deported over 800 Israelis following 9/11 and fewer than 50 Arabs or Muslim extremists. Yet this lobby, acting as the voice of a foreign country, possesses the gall to say supporting it is an American value. The attacks against the United States on September 11th were the direct result of perpetrators' justified revulsion with American support for Israel, according to the final September 11th Commission report. I don't know if I buy that, but I have warned people repeatedly, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, you think about this. Jones said this on his program today, and I just caught a few minutes of it. And he said, you know, you need to think about this, that we had 25 million Iraqis. And through the Gulf War I and Gulf War II, the sanctions that were placed on Iraq, 3 million Iraqis are gone into the blowing sands, gone forever, dead. 3 million. Let me see. Isn't that half in just a few short years of what Zionists are saying was killed in Nazi Germany, half of them, at the hands of us. But this is not a Holocaust, folks. Forget it. It's 3 million people. When you get up to 6, we'll start putting it in Holocaust status. The plan for our current conquest of the Middle East was developed by high-ranking persons in the U.S. who consistently demonstrate their loyalty to Israel at the expense of American interest and lives, including the Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol, John Bolton, who's up for the U.N. position, Douglas Feith, William Pearl, and Paul Wolfowitz. Commonly, there are Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and others who are referred to as the neocons. Conservative, they are not. They are Trotskyites. The plan drafted in 1998 for the Israeli government, which required another Pearl Harbor event to motivate Americans to support a Middle East makeover for Israel, it includes regime change in Iraq first, then Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and other Middle East countries. George Washington, our first president, warned of this. He called it a passionate attachment for a foreign nation. President Dwight Eisenhower also warned us of the dangers associated with making decisions based upon military conquest and profit. He called it the military-industrial complexes, an interest group of which President Bush Sr.'s Carlyle Group, Vice President Dick Cheney's Halliburton, and Israeli government strongly support. Though Israel accounts for less than 0.5% of the world's population, it supplies 10% of all weapons internationally. Israel requires conflict to survive in the U.S. subsidized lifestyle it has become accustomed to. Today, Americans, British, Australian, and several other nations, men and women, die in a war that would never exist if Americans stayed true to our founding values rather than the agenda-driven values of a foreign nation. Terror is a tactic, an excuse, and a reason to scare Americans into relinquishing our rights to feel safe. Ironically, the terrorists have already won if it is our freedom they are after. Americans, via our representatives in the government, continue to decimate our Constitution and shred our rights, trading our freedoms for wars protecting our freedom. In reality, the Patriot Act's passage and enforcement represents the terrorist ultimate trophy. They are convinced, they've convinced us to abandon the very freedoms we say we fight for. Israel, an American value? Today, American, British, Australian, and several other nations, men and women, die in a war that would never exist if Americans, England and Australia too, the French and Italians figured this one out, by the way, stayed true to our founding values rather than the agenda-driven values of a foreign nation. Terror is a tactic, an excuse, and a reason to scare Americans into relinquishing our rights to feel safe. An army cannot fight a tactic. It is impossible. Ironically, the terrorists have already won. If it is our freedom thereafter, Americans, via our representatives in the government, continue to decimate our constitutional and shred our rights. You know, that's an actually a reprint of what I just read. It showed up twice on the page. At any rate, as for President Bush's rallying cry, freedom isn't free, well, actually it is, folks. Every person on this planet is born free. God gives us freedom. Governments take it away through laws, force, and fear. Case in point, President Bush in 6 years succeeded in stripping more freedoms from the American people than any president in the United States history. All in the name of freedom. Ironically, his only job, according to the oath of office, is to protect the U.S. Constitution, a document protecting our freedoms, not the American people, freedom, or democracy. We don't need a ruler, nor do we need another or other of the 180 or so countries. We need leaders, leaders who have the best interest of the U.S. at heart, and only the best interest of the U.S. We haven't had one of these for quite some time. Is Israel an American value? As an American, I am deeply offended by APAC's insinuation and representation. The equation of Zionism, a racial and faith supremacy, military-based political movement represented by the Star of David with an American values, horrifies me. After the USS Liberty attack, for which Israel has never apologized and continues to disrespect the survivors, to even pretend that Zionism has anything to do with our values. What arrogance this is. As a Christian, knowing the percussion, the persecution, I should say, terror and murder visited upon Christians within the occupied territories by Zionists, including American citizens, embellishing a Star of David with my country's colors and symbols while promoting that the American value system has anything to do with supporting Zionism, represents a desecration akin to placing an American flag within a swastika or a communist symbol. And what of the implied meaning? What's the implied meaning of it? Is support for Israel an American value? Absolutely not. Israel is an apartheid state. In the United States, we believe all men and women are created equal. Apartheid may be an Israeli value, but it is not an American value. Israel is a theocracy, which actively discriminates against non-Jewish persons. 93% of Israel is off limits to resident Christians and Muslims. They cannot own homes or businesses, work in stores, attend schools, or even travel through Jewish-only zones. How are theocratic exclusion and religious discrimination American values? As the world's foremost supplier and trafficker in white slavery and ecstasy, they're an American value? They got to be kidding, right? How are forced prostitution and drug trafficking American values? Israel builds walls on land that doesn't belong to it in violation of international law and the Geneva Conventions. This construction, based upon the Hague Resolution of 1907 and in internationally accepted laws passed after the Nuremberg trials, constitute war crimes and crimes against humanity on a scale equivalent to Nazi Germany. To separate itself from Christians and Muslims, it throws these same Christians and Muslims into internment camps, euphemistically referred to as refugee camps. The following is examples of Israel's leaders, past and present, demonstrate the driving ideology behind Zionism. There is a huge gap between us, Jews, and our enemies, not just in ability, but in morality, culture, sanctity of life, and conscience. They are our neighbors here, but it seems as if at a distance of a few hundred meters away, there are people who do not belong to our continent, to our world, but actually belong to a different galaxy. That was Israeli President Moshe Katsav, the Jerusalem Post, May 10th of 2001. How is that American value, folks? Israeli Prime Minister at the time, in a speech to the Jewish settlers, this was reported in the New York Times, April 1st of 1988. The Palestinians would be crushed like grasshoppers, heads smashed against the boulders and walls. How is this hatred, an intrinsic part of Zionism, an American value? Chairman Helbrun of the Committee for the Re-election of General Shlomo Lahet, the mayor of Tel Aviv in October of 1983, he said, "We have to kill all the Palestinians unless they are resigned to live here as slaves." Israel Koenig, out of the Koenig Memorandum, this is what he said. "We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cunning of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population." Until the United States began shielding Israel from paying for its crimes internationally, politically, financially, and militarily, state-sponsored terrorism, ethnic cleansing, and religious segregation were never American values. Zionism and the nationalist movement of Israel borrows the same tactics as Nazism, the nationalist movement of the Third Reich. The following two pages I will read will explain this in a pictorial then and now. Here's what Benito Mussolini had to say. "American intervention will change the United States regime into an authoritarian, totalitarian one in comparison with which the European forerunners, fascist and Nazi, will feel themselves far surpassed and perfected." Thank you, Benito. "Upon the invasion, the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the actions described below increasingly surface within U.S. policy. Israel continues as a primary military consultant to the U.S. in the Middle East. Within our own government, the majority of Democrats and Republicans now adopt and promote Zionism, an underlying ideology of the apostate Christian movement known as the dispensationalism or millennialism, and heavily promoted by most within the Christian right, including Moral Majority founder Reverend Jerry Farwell, the 700 Club's Pat Robertson." By the way, in July 2002, Robertson was presented with the State of Israel Fellowship Award by the Chicago chapter of the Zionist Organization of America. "Focus on the Family," Dr. James Dobson, and our own President Bush. This is a bipartisan disease, folks. Zionism continues to infect the liberal left as well, claiming the high-profile voices of none other than Hillary Clinton, Joseph Lieberman, Nancy Pelosi. Roughly 70% of our federal government and defense policymakers succumb to this racial elitist ideologies. These Israeli values over time now reflect as the new American values. Based upon the U.S. Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, documents in conjunction with the Gospels representing the values of America is founded on. None of these documents allow for Zionism. It represents the polar opposite of all we stand for. Nazism then and Zionism today. The Jews were seen as subhuman and forced to wear Stars of David on their clothing as IDs. Jews were also forced to use different roads, sidewalks, and neighborhoods from their Aryan counterparts in Nazi Germany, primarily, the propaganda stated, to prevent terrorist attacks against German citizens. In actuality, it was yet another form of control and humiliation designed to wear down and demoralize Jewish people. Notice I did not say Zionist. The Jews' only road in southern Palestine. Christian Muslims are seen as subhuman and are forced to use color-coded license plates that easily identify them as being non-Jewish. Palestinians are forced to use different roads, sidewalks, and neighborhoods from their Jewish counterparts, primarily to prevent terrorist attacks against Israeli citizens. In actuality, it was yet another form of control and humiliation designed to wear down and demoralize the Palestinian people. 93% of Israel is off limits to non-Jewish residents, though exceptions are made for tourists. Now, how is segregation based on faith and race an American value? It is my considered opinion that the state of Israel is a racist state in the full meaning of the term. In this state, people are discriminated against in the most permanent and legal way in the most important areas of life only because of their origin. This racist discrimination began in Zionism and is carried out today mainly in cooperation with the institutions of the Zionist movement. Who said that? Professor Israel Shahak, a Holocaust survivor and chairman of the Israeli League for Civil and Human Rights. Israel's actions today, which your tax dollars as an American citizen or resident fund, you fund these stuff, these sorts of things, support, assist, and protect against Christians and Muslims within the occupied territories, and Israel proper are equivalent in every respect to Nazi Germany and its treatment of the Jews between 38 and 41. Protesting this, Zionism and its carnage is not anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, or conspiracy theory. As there is no defense for those actions, those loyal to Zionism choose the propaganda ploy called character assassination, coupling it with public persecution in an effort to deflect attention from their atrocities through the use of these labels. This breeds fear, causing people to stop questioning and accept for fear of being labeled. People who have been labeled anti-Semitic for going against Zionism include Jimmy Carter, Nelson Mandela, Mel Gibson, the Pope, Charlie Reese, Joseph Sobran, and the largest target for hitting too close to home, Britain's George Galloway. Jewish persons don't escape this defamation either. The Holocaust industry author Norm Finkelstein, Professor Noam Chomsky, and the late Israel Shahak have all been called anti-Semitic for objecting to Zionism. None of these people are, of course, anti-Semitic. It's a label designed to dumb people down and stop them from listening. It's used, and it works pretty good. But like the boy that cried wolf, eventually people see it for what it is. Now, it's a good indication the person is hitting the truth. Though not anti-Semitic to object to Zionism, supporting or defending it, it is 100% anti-American. To place the welfare of another country before your own leaves questions of loyalty and of intent. To uphold, fund, and protect the genocide of an entire race of people is not only anti-American, it is also a war crime categorized under crimes against humanity. You know, Nazi children, folks, they were routinely bullied, defamed, and acted out against those of the Jewish faith, persons of color, anyone not in line with the National Socialism. Nazi children were taught in their schools that anyone not Aryan is subhuman. Nazism taught its followers that they were racially superior, above reproach, and entitled to the land of others because 30 years prior, it was theirs. You know, Nazism then, those who did not fit the German ideal or posed a threat to Nazism were forced into ghettos and later deported to concentration camps, where most of them died of disease and starvation. Zionism today, those who do not fit the Israeli ideal of being Jewish and only Jewish today in Palestine are forced into walled ghettos, which act as a concentration camp for nearly 3.5 million people. Starvation, unemployment, and lack of water are daily challenges for those sealed within these walls. Nazism then. Women, children, and families are routinely executed, terrorized, and imprisoned simply because they're of the wrong race, faith, or political or sexual affiliation. Today, Zionism today, women, children, and families are summarily executed, terrorized, and persecuted simply because they are of the wrong race, faith, wrong for Zionists, being anyone not Jewish. And it goes on and on and on, folks. There was a top Israeli news anchor that attacked the occupation of Palestine. The revered anchor of Israel's Channel 1 news program for more than 3 decades has caused controversy by making a personalized documentary in which he concludes that Jewish settlements are endangering the country and that the occupation of Palestine, that occupation of Palestinian land, is a crime. He said, since 1967, we have been brutal conquerors, occupiers, suppressing another people. Chaim Yavin, who was the founder of Channel 1 and once its chief editor, said in the program, even before the 5-part series opened, settlers leading back were calling for the 72-year-old known as Mr. Television to be sacked because they said he was no longer objective. The documentary, which would be sensitive in Israel at any time, but particularly now in the weeks before the government plans to remove thousands of Jewish settlers from Gaza Strip and a small part of the West Bank, Channel 1 turned down the documentary, and it's being shown on a rival channel that recently lost its license and is about to go off the air. The series is a result of Yavin's visit during the 2 years to the West Bank and Gaza Strip, carrying a small camera to film ordinary people, some 400,000 Jewish settlers, Palestinian residents, and Israeli soldiers in its territories. He said, my intentions was to get the personal feelings of the settlers of the Palestinians. Yavin told The Guardian yesterday, it has strengthened my former opinion that we have to come to terms with the Palestinians. They are not all terrorists. Some of my friends on the left hate the settlers. I don't hate them. I appreciate them. I even like them. But I say in this documentary that I think they are wrong and they are endangering us. He said, you know, this is an article that goes on, but folks, you'll never hear anything like that on the U.S. medias. Because to talk in those terms against Zionists and this political move is taboo. You're automatically called an anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-Semite, folks. I'm just a lover of the truth. And you've got to separate the bad from the good in order for it to be totally good, if you know what I mean. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.